This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Kicking off the second hour here. We got plenty of time. If you want to join the show, you can bring up anything that you want. The number here is 603-283-6160. Coming up, Mark Hamill apparently has been hired to pimp for the Ukraine.
To fight the evil empire, so he says.
I said hired initially. I'm not sure that hired is the right word. I'm not sure anyone is paying him to do this. It seems like they are, but I'm not 100% sure.
Well, he's already gone out on his own.
Yeah.
I think he had like an interview with Vladimir earlier this month or something, and that's when he came out with the evil empire reference. So he's
Well, the evil empire would, you know, outlaw the opposition party and limit people's ability to access, you know, what the other media was saying.
Yeah. Kind of like our government?
But the Ukrainian United States government at least has not done that. They have not forbidden us from accessing Russia today. Ukraine has.
Yes. Yep,
and they did ban the opposition party.
Correct.
And they've.
And now they're talking about a major media crackdown bill that they're looking at passing in Ukraine as well.
A media crackdown.
Yeah, it would basically allow them to censor and shut down anything.
I thought they already did all of that. I thought that was months ago.
Now, there's a detailed story on RT.com about this. It's been in the works since 2018.
What a corrupt place. You know what?
Yeah,
you know, 4 years ago, Ukraine was the most corrupt, or one of the most corrupt
right.
European countries.
Now it's a bastion of freedom and democracy.
Yeah, democracy. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So we're going to get into that. But first, Dave Ridley is on the line. Ridley, you were sharing some thoughts with us on, what was it again?
Secession. Independent infrastructure in New Hampshire.
Yes. Okay.
So, and I was talking more about the political infrastructure, you know, and the way that you can maybe build that might be to start sort of doing some of the things that independent countries do politically. So my idea, the best one I could come up with recently was, what if New Hampshire were to have its own ambassador to the UN?
What kind of ambassador?
Its own ambassador.
Well, you would have to get the UN to accept that, and that would mean recognizing New Hampshire as an independent nation. So I don't think that's going
to
fly.
And why do we want to talk to the UN? Why do we even care about what they think?
Also, the United States Constitution directly forbids any of its states from engaging in international diplomacy. So.
Oh, okay. So maybe that would stop it or slow it down.
They would never allow it anyway because they wouldn't acknowledge you as a nation.
We could think of them, it wouldn't necessarily have to be an ambassador. They're just designated to go to the UN and just be there and get rejected or whatever happens to them, but they're just designated to represent New Hampshire there, and if the UN blows them off, they blow them off, but at least that way the idea would be like a statewide election for somebody.
I like the idea, but I don't want any affiliation with the United Nations either.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, there's a reason why you might actually want that to some extent, and that is because, like, if you look at what happens in places like Kosovo and Taiwan, which don't have any UN really proper UN representation, they become sort of para states, and so most para states don't do very well. Taiwan is an exception. Kosovo is not doing that well.
What is a parrot state?
A parrot state, like a partial. It's a partial state, like it's sort of a state, but sort of not a state.
It's not acknowledged by a lot of the world, I think is what you're saying. Ridley?
Okay, yeah, correct. Yeah, it's not sufficiently.
That's
have
the
enough,
big challenge when you form the idea of a nation. Because remember, let's remind our audience here that nations are just ideas. These are just the idea of the state is just that. It's a terrible idea. It's a decrepit, old, violent idea, but it is one that people do subscribe to. So if you make your own nation, like they're trying to do in Liberland, which is a little piece of
swamp.
Yeah, it's a little piece of swamp land in the, I think it's the Danube. Is that the river where
I think
it's located
so.
Between Serbia and Croatia, if I recall correctly?
It's an undesirable plot of land.
Yeah, that basically is not. It's no man's land. It's not claimed by anywhere.
Yeah, if it was desirable,
It would be.
It would already be claimed. People would be using it as
right.
we speak.
And so the Liberland people have been trying to do this. They've been trying to form their own nation and get it acknowledged in some way, shape, or form by other nation states. Because that's kind of the game, is having other quote unquote nations acknowledge your nation as your own thing. So, and of course, that's going to be one of the difficulties that the former regions of Ukraine are going to be suffering under, is that they voted to leave Ukraine and join Russia, but a lot of the world's quote-unquote nations will not acknowledge their move and will continue to consider them part of Ukraine. So it's a big struggle, and it's frustrating. But really, to your point about having somebody that's appointed to go to the UN, even if they get turned away, again, in order to have that appointment happen, you were suggesting putting it on a ballot, or state reps voting for it or something would be another option. But that's like, you know, we're not even there yet, because we would still have to declare independence before you're ever going to have anything like that happen. And so I think you're getting a little ahead of yourself.
And how are most UN representatives selected? It's their presidents, right?
Correct.
The cabinets get together and like, all right, we want this guy because he's on our team.
Right.
So as far as voting, the people voting for something, it would never happen.
It would probably be the state legislature that would
probably the governor,
something like that.
Probably one of the government's lackeys.
He would be the president at that time.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So there must be something else that New Hampshire can do, which is associated with being an independent nation state.
You could issue passports.
I like that.
That's what Key West did when they were talking about becoming the Conch Republic. I don't know if you guys know anything about Key West's Conch Republic status. There was a situation, I think it was the Cold War, where because of their proximity to Cuba, there was some sort of cutoff or some. They were not being acknowledged properly by the U.S. government. And I'm sorry, I don't remember the whole history of it. Somebody refreshed me the other day, and it has flown out of my mind. But essentially, they came up with their own Conch Republic concept and said, well, look, if the U.S. doesn't want us, we'll do our own thing.
And what would the passports be for? Just To leave New Hampshire? I mean, or just regular
identification? What he's saying is just to throw it in their face. I mean, the idea would be that, okay, well, New Hampshire now has its own national passport, just to say, look, we have this infrastructure in place for when we leave the United States. We've already got this done, is what Ridley's saying. What things can we do today that we can then point to and say, look, for the people that are saying we can't secede because we don't have the infrastructure, what kind of infrastructure can be built now before secession happens? We can say yes.
Here's one question. When it comes to European countries, all friendly European countries are right next to each other. And do they have a passport system where people are standing around at gates and they're asking for your papers, please? You know, when you walk from one country to the next, or do they even care? How does the ID system work in?
I think they used to have one of those, but part of the points of the European Union was to eliminate the need for that.
Right.
Sort of like the point of the United States was to eliminate the need for us to, you know, need a New Hampshire passport to travel to Maine.
Right. So, I mean, that's where we're running into a problem.
Well,
where
remember, passports didn't exist when the U.S. was founded.
We're trying to convince people that this is a good idea, and if you have to... Now I have to get a state ID and a passport just so I can go to Vermont or I can go to Massachusetts where I work?
Well, I don't think New Hampshire would require you to have the passport, but it's possible that Vermont or somewhere like that might. And I think the point of a New Hampshire passport would be to show other nations where you're from rather than New Hampshire.
So that way you could go to the UK or Europe or something like that on your New Hampshire passport, in theory. That's my best one that I got for you right now, Ridley.
Well, whatever's done at the state level, it should be something that does not cost tax dollars. There's got to be some way to fund it without taxes.
Well, if it's a new ID, it's going to cost a lot of money.
But when you buy a passport, you are paying for it through the U.S. government. You pay for that process.
But this will be something new, and you know if they have to come up with a new scheme.
They would have to design it,
yeah.
I guess. There would be that.
Yeah, but they could still charge enough for the passport to, you know, cover that money and say, hey, for the next 3 years, your passport's going to cost, you know, $100, but after that, we'll have recuperated the research and development costs, and we'll drop the price to, you know, $30.
3 years? I want a passport that lasts forever.
Yeah,
like,
why not?
What is it? Arizona has a lifetime ID or something?
65. So if you get your driver's license at age 21 in Arizona, it lasts you for more than 40
years.
Really?
This four-year thing is ridiculous. I know
passports are 10 years at the federal level.
Well, I don't. You know what? I know it's throwing it in their face and whatnot, to make a point, but I don't want to have anything to do with the UN.
I'm with,
they,
you
with their agenda 20 and 21 and their agenda 2030.
Who knows?
Eating the bugs, living in the Zapod? No.
Who knows what kind of obligations you take on whenever you join that particular organization?
You got to drink baby blood.
Thanks for the call tonight, Ridley. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned at purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Show here at 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
603 283 1-800-283-6160. If you've worked or lived at Camp Lejeune between the years of 1953 to 1988, and you've suffered from cancer, Parkinson's disease, or another serious health issue, you might be entitled to compensation. There were contaminants in the drinking water that have led to some pretty nasty diseases. There might be some deadlines involved in filing for this stuff, so don't wait. Give a call to this number to see if you or a loved one are eligible. It's 888-918-1037. That's 888-918-1037. If you were at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988 and you've had a serious health issue, money is set aside. Call 888-918-1037. Let's go to the phones here. We got Rob on the line in Vermont. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, so you guys were talking about passports, and I remember Free Talk Live did a segment on this guy from Vermont, really older guy.
Yeah.
He had a world passport.
That's right.
And I
we know something about those.
I'm drawing a blank as to what the guy's name was.
Yeah, I would have to look it up as well. But if you look up World Passport Founder, I'm sure it'll come up. He was very old at the time we discussed this, which was probably a decade ago. I would be shocked if he's still alive. Like, I think he was in his 90s when we first talked about this. But the World Passport, there's a name for them. World Service Authority, that's who issues it. As I understand it, they are still around. They are still offering these passports to people. Mine was taken from me by the federal government as part of my bail conditions. I had to hand over the World Passport, even though the feds consider it to be a novelty passport or a fantasy passport, I think is the official terminology for it. But it's a really interesting history, one that if you're interested in alternative identification systems, you should really look into, because the founder of the World Passport was actually, I believe, in World War II. He was fighting in World War II, and he became disillusioned with war at that time.
I can imagine.
And he came out with this concept, and it has been something that he's utilized to give people who are like refugees, who don't have any identification, their own identification. They do like a charity thing. If you can afford to, then they will obviously charge you for their passports. But they do offer some of them free to people in the right circumstances around the world. And it's very interesting.
Is this like a sovereign citizen type, but for on the world stage?
No, it's actually not that, Conan. It's kind of almost the reverse of that to some extent, in that they actually do
want to be a part of the big picture, the global picture.
They acknowledge the UN at the World Service Authority. In fact, they use the UN's Declaration of Human Rights, I believe, is the document where it says something in there. To the credit of the UN, they didn't get everything wrong. In this document, it actually says that people should have a right to travel freely. And so they cite that particular status or that passage of the document.
I'm here at worldcitizengov.org. Everyone has the right to leave any country, including one's own, and to return to one's country. And then they have an application process for your... the World Passport is a 30-page machine redeemable travel document, MRTD, with alphanumeric code line scanned and passport photo and ghost security paper with embedded logo. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
You said 30 pages?
30
passports have a bunch of pages in them.
For stamping.
See, I've never had a passport. I've never needed one. I mean, I want one now, but I can't have one. That may be why I want one. But I like that idea of the world passport because if I'm a citizen of anywhere, it's planet Earth. I consider myself first and foremost an Earthling, not an American.
Right.
Not even a human.
Right.
Just
this basically says you are a citizen of the world.
Yeah,
is what they're saying.
The world passport represents the inalienable human right of freedom of travel on planet Earth. Therefore, it is premised that on the fundamental oneness or the unity of the human community.
The founder's name, I believe, is Gary Davis, and I think you're on a different website, Conan. I don't know if what you're describing is a competitor to the World Service Authority. So. The people that I got my world passport from was worldservice.org. So it's a different website. I don't know if it's just a different front or what.
They're connected to that
they're connected?
Page. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Do your due diligence on this one, though, and make sure you're getting it from the right place. But, yeah, thanks, Rob, for bringing that up. I think Gary Davis, and it's G-A-R-R-Y, is the founder's name there.
I just remembered New Hampshire does... or the Free State Project, rather, does have a passport for the state of New Hampshire. It's a joke. It's clearly a joke.
Yeah, it's not like a serious-looking passport. Right. This one looks and feels. It's got the same materials. It's got. They must have figured out who makes passports and hired them because it's got that same quality to it when you get it from the World Service Authority. Rob, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate you bringing that up.
And, but I guess the question, the true question is whether you're going to walk into an airport and go to another country and hold this thing out and it's going to be accepted.
It's worked in a few places, as I understand it.
In the 1970s. These days, I think it's going to be less likely to work. I will say I did try it in Mexico once, and it did not.
What did they tell you? We got to go back to the back of the line, or?
Well, no, I have my U.S. passport with me, so.
I'm sorry, I gave you the wrong thing.
Well, the question is, if you'd pushed it. Would they?
Like, you know, usually when you're going to an airport and you're traveling somewhere, you don't have the time to experiment and get held in.
Or the desire. I don't want to get arrested and held in Italy.
That's when you go sit in a room for the next 12 hours while they wait to.
Usually you've got somewhere to be, right? Like, you just don't have. You're not just there for fun. You're there to meet somebody or go to a business event or whatever it is. So in my case, it was in Acapulco, and we had to be somewhere. So I did bring it out, and I did offer it to the girl at the passport desk, and she looked at it confused.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So,
but the point of it isn't necessarily to be. I mean, in the long run, I would hope that it gets accepted by places, but you know, it's just like anything else. It's like cryptocurrency. You're not going to walk into Walmart and get them to accept Bitcoin. You're not going to walk into the United Kingdom and get them to accept the world passport. It takes activists attempting it and.
I agree.
What is the word I'm looking for? Requesting that other people accept it. I'm spacing on the word, but advocating for people to accept it.
They apparently also issue other documents at World Service Authority, including an identity card, a world birth certificate, a world marriage certificate, a world political asylum card, and the world press card for members of the World Media Association. So they do more than just passport issuance there, which I didn't even know that. So it's an interesting.
I'm gonna look into the media one and the political refugee one.
There's a cool video of the founder. Again, very very old man at the time it was even taken. So it's probably been a decade and a half. But the video of the founder crossing the border between Canada and the U.S. and he has his world passport and that's what he uses. He has that. He claims to have used it many times going from country to country, and he has been arrested in the attempt of using this. You have to accept that that is a likely outcome. But they let him out at some point, right? And he ended up coming back to Vermont.
Well,
it looked like in the video was that the Border Patrol people knew who he was. So he didn't need the passport because they knew him, and so they were just letting him through because of that.
Sort of like the cops here in Keene, if they were to pull you over or pull me over or something, they'd be like, okay, we know this person.
Yeah. So more coming up here if you want to share your thoughts, and we're going to get into Mark Hamill. Is he pimping the Ukrainian state? And is he doing it on behalf of Disney? Find out more coming up here in moments. You can join us as well here on Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For the second day in a row, Russian missiles have hit the power supply in Lviv in western Ukraine. The city's mayor writing on social media that 30% of Lviv is temporarily without electricity, and the water supply for two districts in the city has been interrupted as well. This as NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says that the organization's nuclear planning group will discuss the possibility of Russia using nuclear weapons on Thursday.
The fundamental purpose of NATO's nuclear deterrent has always been to preserve peace, prevent coercion, and deter aggression.
Gas prices keep climbing. AAA puts the national average for the price of regular at $3.92 a gallon. That's up a penny from Monday and 12 cents higher than a week ago. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up absolutely anything you want. That's the point here. Phones are open every single night. And you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy various different features there, including our Odyssey channel. You can go to video.freetalklive.com. And that is where you'll find video archives going back for some large number of years. You get pretty much full archives, except for tonight where I forgot to hit the start button until the end of the first segment. So you get most of the time the full show there, completely uncut. So head over to video.freetalklive.com. We also live stream through Odyssey as well. And I hear Odyssey is going to be start adding kind of a competitor to Patreon soon. I'm very interested in seeing how that pans out. They're claiming they're going to give users or the channel operators 100%, which, I mean, there must be a credit card fee first, but I don't know. I don't have the details on that. We'll look into it as it rolls out. As I understand it, it's coming out imminently on the Odyssey platform. They're literally looking to compete directly with Patreon. So
there used to be something called Motion, or something like that, the Motion Project, that was a blockchain-based competitor to Kickstarter. I guess it never really took off, and I don't remember anything about it. It was early on in the Call to Freedom days, right after we moved to, you know, 5 days a week or 7 days a week, whatever it was. So I don't remember the full specifics, but the competition is good.
Yeah, there have been a few of those. But the I think they're going to be using credit cards. But again, I'll let you know more as I learn more about it. But Odyssey's doing some cool stuff over there.
And I'm sure they'll have a platform for cryptocurrency, though.
But we've been there for a long time, long-time supporters. It's a great video platform. So check us out there at video.freetalklive.com. All right, Aria, so you've been wanting to talk about this Mark Hamill story. This guy seems to be a pretty hard left statist. I've seen some of the posts he's made on social media. He's been in favor of big government since much longer than his recent support of Ukraine, but now he's back in the news, or you want to talk about him tonight.
Yeah, well, he's not a major part of this story, right? He's just the latest example of a silly PR campaign that's been going on throughout the last year in regard to this Ukrainian-Russian war. And it's an article I have from CaitlinJohnston.com. A good and righteous proxy war wouldn't need such cartoonish PR. And they're right. The PR surrounding this war in Russia, I mean, this war between Russia and Ukraine, it's silly. The ghost of Kiev or whatever it was, the completely fabricated fighter pilot who was, you know, killing all of these Russians.
Do you remember the images of, like, the supermodels that were holding rifles and pretending to be on the front lines wearing full makeup?
And grandmas, too.
I didn't see that one.
That was real early on.
Yeah.
And of course, Putin has every type of disease that you can think of. He should have been dead 3 months ago, but I don't. Who knows why he's still kicking it unless he's, you know.
He's a robot.
Yeah, exactly.
And now there's a trans soldier for Ukraine that parading around like that.
But what was the Netflix we're going to be working on? The trans, was it Trans Ukraine Black Russian?
I don't remember
Romeo and Juliet type event.
Mm-hmm.
But more recently, Star Wars mega star Mark Hamill was recently named an ambassador for United 24, which is the fundraising platform of the Ukrainian government. So evidently they have their own fundraising platform. I've never heard of it, but it's called United 24, where according to the Times, his attention will center on, quote, the procurement, repair, and replacement of drones, as well as pilot training.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I don't know.
So they're not. I thought we're just handing them, U.S. in particular, is handing them out fresh drones. Why does he need new ones?
Well, because Ukraine, Zelensky is a warmonger, and if you have 10 drones, you want 20, and if you have 20, you want 40.
Yeah, you know what's happening. We're handing him drones,
and he wants more,
and missile launchers. He's keeping one. So he gets 10 drones. He's selling 9 of them to third world countries.
Maybe.
You know he is. They don't. No one knows where this money and these munitions and these tanks and these missile launches and drones
times,
are going.
It's easy to shuffle money around, and under war times, no one's paying any attention.
No, and it's all old equipment. It's the equipment that our military industrial complex needs to get rid of so that they can process and create new 2022 munitions. So they get rid of the old stuff. Send them to some country that's just going to, I don't know, they're going to sit on a shelf, or they don't have the proper components to work properly, so they don't even work anyways. This is just a huge scam. It's just, oh my God.
Yeah, there's
we've gone from the Middle East. Let's just break it down. We've gone from the Middle East. That didn't work out. Pulled all the troops out.
They're not gone from the Middle East. There are still troops in Iraq, and there are still troops in Syria, and there are still bombs being dropped in Yemen that were paid for by the United States and given to Saudi Arabia. And there's still, what's the other one that I can't think of at the moment? The United States didn't leave the Middle East by any stretch of the imagination.
A couple troops did.
Afghanistan, there was a pretty
They may have left out. Afghanistan.
And that's fine.
But now we're in Europe, and the war continues. It's 1984.
Well, that was inevitable. I mean, we knew that the U.S. military was going to find a new place to wage some sort of war.
Yeah, maybe that's why they pulled out of Afghanistan, was they were getting ready to move into Ukraine.
Give the troops a couple of months to rest back in the States, and then send them right back out again.
So from the Times, in this long and unequal fight, Ukraine needs continuous additional support. That's why I was honored President Zelensky asked me to become an ambassador for the Army of Drones, said Hamill in a statement.
Wow. Wait a minute. Wasn't there something in Star Wars where there was an army of clones?
Yeah, I mean, army of stormtroopers, drones, stormtroopers, drones are the same thing, and he's happy that he's a part of this now. Luke! You're supposed to be fighting these guys that can't shoot straight. Holy crap! What a just a reversal.
Yeah.
I know for certain that Ukrainians need drones to protect their land, their freedom, and the values of the entire democratic world.
The country where they've literally banned the opposition parties, so democratic. The country where a democratic vote was held in eastern Ukraine, and the Ukrainian government and its Western supporters called it a sham before it even transpired.
Right now,
democracy.
Right now, no, absolutely. Right now is the best time for everyone to come together and help Ukraine stand up in this war with the evil empire. In a statement,
he's literally using Star Wars iconography
and 80s political propaganda.
I mean, they're literally doing exactly that. In part of this campaign, there's an X-Wing here. An X-Wing is one of the types of ships from Star Wars, where the top
the
half of
doing?
It well, it's just flying, but the top half of it is blue, and the bottom half of it is gold. And below it, it says resist. In large letters, and then below it in slightly smaller letters, stand with Ukraine, and then there's yet another image of the Ukrainian flag. So they're using literal Star Wars iconography.
It's called the Army of Drones program. This is crazy.
Do you remember the very beginning of this thing? We're talking about some of the ridiculous propaganda that was coming out. Do you remember when people were posting video from some video game called Arma 3 of helicopters being shot down and claiming that this was really what was happening?
Yeah, it was either that or writing from 2014.
Right.
And but so, did any of the media actually do this, or were these just like random trolls
around
on Twitter?
It was getting passed around online. I don't know what media picked it up. It wouldn't surprise me if some did, just because
certainly
it was persuasive looking. But how long before somebody starts passing around X-Wing fighter video flying over Ukraine as though this is actually happening? And
you
how
wait,
many people
you wait
buy
for
it?
You wait for Babylon Bee tomorrow morning.
I think some people would actually buy that one.
So how fresh is this news? Babylon Bee is going to cover this tomorrow. Mark Hamill represents the Army of Drones, and it's him in front. He's there with Darth Vader. They've got the arms around each other.
It's about two weeks old, this news.
Oh, really?
I've got the actual announcement from United 24, which is the Ukrainian pimping fundraising site or whatever.
In a statement thanking Hamill for his support, Zelensky said, "The light will win over darkness. I believe in this. Our people believe in this. Thank you for taking on this difficult mission of being the first ambassador to help Ukraine raise funds for the Army of Drones to support our defenders. It is really important."
Luke, this is not the way. You've joined what you're supposed to hate.
Meanwhile, the guy who he's helping, Volodymyr Zelensky, if you translate his name on independent translation sites, it's like it's actually the evil one owns the world.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here, and you can join us at 603-283-6160. Talking about the latest propaganda on behalf of Ukraine. Mark Hamill apparently has been recruited to be a spokesperson. An ambassador, I believe, is the term they're using.
For the Army of Drones.
Yep, for the United 24, which is the Ukrainian government's fundraising platform, because they're not getting enough. They're not getting enough billions of dollars.
I think, aren't they up to like 100 million so far?
No, unless the billions?
I'm sorry, billions? In less than a year?
It wouldn't surprise me. Is there a counter somewhere that we can look at? Because it was like 40 billion at first, and then another 9, and then another 11, and then another 13, and I've lost track. I don't know how much it is.
It's all meaningless to me. I mean,
well, most Americans can't fathom what $1 billion is anyway, right?
Yeah, I certainly can't.
Let alone 100 of them.
But I mean, $1 billion, $10 billion, $1 trillion, hell, I don't care. It's all meaningless money to me.
It means a lot to him, though, because he keeps asking for more, more, more. It's never enough.
Well, that's his job. That's what they told him to do. Oh, and by the way, do not even attempt any type of peace talks with Putin.
No, he won't.
You just keep going. Well, he's been told not to.
Yeah.
He was told not to.
He's doing exactly what he's told.
Who do you think told him not to?
I know Boris Johnson was one of them.
Whatever his handlers are. We don't know who those people are. World Economic Forum, the Bilderberg Group, some group as of yet unnamed, whoever it is. All these billions are going into the hands of apparently Nazis. There was another story recently about like a general. So the highest ranked person so far in the Ukrainian military, RT, was reporting on an image that's been circulating of this general wearing a swastika on a bracelet.
So it wasn't just the SS they've been wearing. It was an actual swastika.
There's other things like that have come out as well. But this is the highest ranking person.
And this is an Azov battalion dude?
I don't know if it's Azov battalion or it's just Ukrainian military or whatever all those things are. But
well, they're not allowed,
a top general.
Well, they're not allowed to talk about it. That's all I know. Yeah. Reporters ask him, what's that mean? What's that SS on your chest mean?
Mm-hmm.
Can't say anything about that.
Well, because they don't want to openly admit that they're Nazis.
Of course not.
But aren't Nazis supposed to be all patriotic and proud of who they are?
Not when they're getting billions of dollars and keeping it on the down low.
Exactly. You know, the craziest part about this is, and if you do any research as far as the Azov Battalion and Zelensky, the first thing you're going to get, all the articles you're going to get, is proud Jewish president.
Right.
Which is, now that's strange right there, the fact that they're able to get this mobster, that's what he is, by the way, an actor, comedian, mobster, and he's Jewish? How does this work?
Well, I mean, the Nazis in Ukraine, they have different targets than the Nazis of the 1940s. They're using different scapegoats,
well,
right?
There are such things as self-hating Jews.
There are also right. those, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think he's one?
I don't know. I don't want to go out on a limb, but what else do we need to know?
Well, on the subject of raising money, there's United 24, which is Ukraine's little propaganda arm that's raising money. They've raised $188 million in donations, including a recent $5 million contribution from the Pfizer Foundation.
Oh, yeah, that's a good ally.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, of course, Barbara Streisand announced that she would also serve as an ambassador.
There's another prominent Jew.
Mm-hmm.
So, for the record,
does she know what's going on? Unless
do they care? I mean,
they're Nazis.
It's not.
They're literal Nazis.
I understand that, but as I just pointed out, it's not anti-Semitism that they're focusing on. It's anti-Russianism.
Not yet. First, they came for so and so, your socialists, and then they came for the Jews. However it works. They'll get you. They'll get you in the end. You'll be up against the wall after they take care of business.
Mm-hmm.
So for the record, if you were under the impression that this proxy war could not possibly get any more Disney-fied, you were wrong. Hamill celebrated his new position by tweeting a graphic showing a Star Wars spaceship wearing the Ukrainian flag colors. I described that a minute ago.
Wow.
Which the actor captioned in Polish because Hollywood is brain poison. I don't know why they bothered to say that. Other recent Twitter PR shenanigans for this war includes the Ukrainian government account talking to its Crimea account in the cringiest imitation of viral brand tweets you could possibly imagine. And he's not wrong. So there's the official Ukrainian Twitter account, and apparently they have a Crimea account. Now, Crimea, for those who don't know, is a separate nation that is not part of Ukraine. I believe they're part of the Russian Federation now, but they're certainly not part of Ukraine. But Ukraine tweeted...
Is that legit? They've been fighting over it for a whole decade.
Right. It depends who you ask. It's legit to Russia, but it's not legit to Ukraine, and so therefore the other Ukrainian allies, I'm sure, would like to consider Crimea part of Ukraine.
Yeah.
It's just a Twitter handle. So if you
apparently when Russia annexed Crimea, they didn't get the Twitter account.
Yeah, sadly. But Ukraine tweeted at Crimea, "Hey, at Crimea, what's new?" To which Crimea responded, "At Ukraine, getting unchained on my way home," suggesting that Crimea is going to once more become part of Ukraine.
Now, wait a minute. Didn't this happen after the bridge blew up? Didn't you tell me that off the air?
No, I didn't mention any bridge. This happened on October the 8th.
I believe that was the same day.
Yeah, just happened.
At 11:45 a.m., but I don't know what time zone that was, so I mean, I don't know.
Where was the bridge located at?
Crimea, between Crimea and Russia. So that would be, you know, untethering, right? Oh, we're breaking our what was it?
Unchained.
Unchaining.
First they take out a pipeline or two. Now they've got a major transport into Russia.
The major, yeah. So October 8th at 6:07 a.m., a fire broke out on the Crimean Bridge as a result of an explosion.
Does that tweet have the date and time on it?
She said it was
I mean, we don't know what the time zone of this tweet is.
Presuming it's the same time zone, then 4 hours later or 5 hours later, they were tweeting that they're breaking free of Russia.
Could be.
And again, Ukraine...
It's not a good look at any rate.
No, and it kind of, again, seems to point to Ukraine as having done this bridge explosion, or at least supporting...
Or someone who supports Ukraine.
The bridge explosion. The Russian, by the way, the Russian official position on this now is that UK intelligence plotted the Crimean bridge bombing as far back as April of this year. According to RT.com, UK intelligence officials apparently commissioned a study in April examining different ways they could blow up Russia's Crimea bridge, according to the Gray Zone. The secret plot was drawn up at the request of senior British Army intelligence operative Chris Donnelly, citing internal documents and correspondence that the investigative journalism outlet obtained from an unidentified source. The stated goal was to destroy the bridge to cut off a key Russian supply route, isolate military forces in Crimea, and temporarily block maritime access to the Sea of Azov. And then they go further into...
You know, this sounds kind of like, you know, when Biden came out earlier this year and he was like, nope, the Nord Stream is not going to make it.
That's right.
And paraphrasing, of course. And it just coincidentally...
What is the Nord Stream?
Those are the pipelines going from Russia to...
And that was like a week before the Crimean Bridge attack, by the way. So first Nord Stream 2 gets hit.
Yep.
Then a few, like a week later, basically.
And they blamed it on Russia as some kind of weird false flag attack.
Yeah.
So after all of this isn't very surprising. After all, Volodymyr Zelensky is a well-known Ukrainian actor.
He is.
And he's been drumming up Western support for his war by modeling in Vogue, appearing in the Grammy Awards.
Yeah, he's pressed in the flesh with all kinds of Hollywood stars. I think, didn't Bono go over there or something like that?
He played in the subway or something.
Bono was mentioned earlier.
Yeah, they actually had some kind of musical event in the subway.
Yeah, it's so dangerous, right? Let's bring the Hollywood stars
up. Oh, yeah, you don't want to be out in the open where you can get bombed.
Yeah.
Safe down there.
Mm-hmm.
Since this war began, the Western media have been blanketing the airways with astonishingly biased coverage like nothing we've seen before. And there's this constant links throughout this paragraph of citing examples of exactly this. Russian media are purged from the airwaves, which didn't happen in the United States, but it did happen in a lot of Western society. While censorship of dissident voices has drastically escalated online with regard to this war, social media algorithms artificially boost corrupt propaganda outlets, which aggressively push the imperial line. Anti-Russia trolling operations are loudly praised and amplified by corporate media, government agencies, warmongering think tanks funded by Western governments, and branches of the U.S. military. This is a proxy war that simply could not happen if it wasn't backed to the hilt by the most powerful government on Earth.
It sure as hell wouldn't have lasted this long, I don't think.
Yeah, the real evil empire, Mark Hamill.
Mm-hmm.
Get it straight.
Yeah, Ukraine wouldn't be able to stand against Russia without all of the backing and all of the sanctions and all of that.
Not this long.
This would have been resolved 20 years ago.
And before anyone objects, yes, this is indisputably a proxy war. If it isn't a proxy war when you're sending billions of dollars of weapons to be used by CIA-trained fighters, aided by U.S. military intelligence and U.S. special forces and CIA operatives on the ground, then there has never been a proxy war.
And let's not forget U.S. mercenaries, lots of them.
That's why U.S. officials and the mass media have been openly calling it a proxy war. I haven't seen any of that, but yes, it's a proxy war.
It obviously is, yeah. The number here, if you want to join the show, is 603-283-6160. You can weigh in here on the Ukraine-Russia situation. The Hollywood stars galore are taking the side of Ukraine and trying to get people to give them even more money to
warmongers.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.